in the last days, in the last days, not I may, not I probably will. It says, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Which means what? The next thing to fill America will not be COVID 20, 21, or 22. The next thing to fill America and the nations will be the glory of the risen Christ Jesus. Your family mess is about to become God's miracle. I'll repeat that for the hearing impaired. Your family mess is about to become God's miracle. Your mental mess is about to become God's miracle. Your financial mess is about to become God's miracle. This is for someone here. Your health streaming right now. Your health mess is about to become God's miracle. Your generational mess is about to become God's miracle. And I know it's counterintuitive to what we're reading. America's mess is about to become God's miracle. Which means what? Get ready. Instead of riots, revival. Instead of lockdowns, open heavens. Instead of strife, unity. Instead of hatred, love. Instead of relativism, truth. Instead of destroying property, building altars. Instead of confrontation, conversations. Instead of political affiliation, prophetic designation. Instead of storming the Capitol, we're about to storm the gates of hell in the name of Jesus and take back. And instead of many under fear, one nation under God. If you believe it, give God your best praise you've given him in 2023. Praise him like you know that God's about to show up and show off his glory. Hey, get ready. Matter of fact, if you really believe it, raise your right hand. It's the beginning of the year. Let's just do it. Raise your right hand. Repeat after me. In my family, in my faith, in my finances, in my relationships, in my church, in my community, in my thinking, in my actions, in my words, in my health, in my surroundings, in my generation, in my nation, I'm about to see the glory of Jesus like I have never, ever seen before. Somebody seal it with a praise right now. Number two, are there any questions? Number two, número dos, open your eyes to God's Spirit. Then he spit on the ground, made mud with the saliva, and spread the mud. I invited two of my team members to come and join me. I'm going to illustrate this briefly. And so we have to illustrate this because this is part of the contract. So can you two come up here real quick here? Thank you, gentlemen. Wonderful. Amazing. Here it is. Give it up for Armando and for George. Flip a coin. Who wants to get the mud on them? There it is. You're courageous. Wonderful. All right, George, you're Jesus, which would surprise your wife. And you're the blind man. And we'll leave it there. Now, what a process. We're going to illustrate this in a second here. What an unorthodox method to facilitate a miracle. What a process. I mean, just who does that? Just mud, spit, saliva, what? Sometimes the process seems to be messy. And sometimes the process is complicated, but here it is. The God of the outcome is the same God of the process. I'll repeat that. The God of the outcome is the same God of the process. The process is temporary, but the promise is permanent. Do not make the temporary permanent. Do not make the process the promise. In other words, do not confuse what you're going through with where you're going to. Here it is. A couple of elements. First, he spits. We won't do that. He spits. So he spits. And he spits, which is, I mean, why the spit? He was born blind. Why the spit? What's in your spit? I want to hear you. What's in your spit? We just did a sociological study right now, a case study with Gateway. You heard half the people go, germs, bacteria. The other half, the very positive, optimistic, glass half filled, DNA. In the spit, literally speaking, when he spit, the DNA of Jesus stood embedded in the spit. You're going to get this in a second. This is not like, is that figuratively speaking? Is that a metaphor? No, literally speaking, DNA. In other words, Jesus literally took his DNA, mixed it up with the dirt, made mud, and placed it on the man's eyes. He transferred his DNA. In other words, with your DNA, you can't see. But with my DNA, you're about to see my glory. With your DNA, you are a victim. With my DNA, you are more than a conqueror. With your DNA, you have trauma. With my DNA, you have a testimony. With your DNA, you are limited. With my DNA, you can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. With your DNA, you will make excuses. With my DNA, you will make history. 2,000 years ago, Jesus died, resurrected, ascended, and he transferred not his spittle. He gave us something, but it wasn't his spit. He gave us his spirit. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the Spirit of God. We have the Holy Spirit. Jesus transferred the Holy Spirit. With the spittle of Jesus, this man saw what he never saw before. Imagine what we are about to see with the Spirit of God inside of us. I want you to know 2023 will not be defined by the spirit of depression, anxiety, fear, confusion, addiction, bondage, trauma, the past. 2023 will be defined for you and your family by the Spirit of the living God, the Holy Spirit. And I want to remind you, the Holy Spirit is not an app. Stop swiping. The Holy Spirit is not a denomination, a network, an emotion, an experience, a moment, not even a conference or an ideology. The Holy Spirit is the most powerful person and force on planet Earth today. And where that Spirit is present, there is power, Acts 1:8. There is freedom, 2 Corinthians 3:17. We are to be driven by the Spirit, not by the flesh, Galatians 5:16. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. Do not be drunk with wine, Ephesians 5:18. You have received the anointing, who is the Holy Spirit, who lives inside of you, 1 John 2:27. And we are defined by the Holy Spirit, Romans 8:11. The same identical Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives inside of you. Nothing can stop that Spirit. I need to make something before we wrap up here. You can't stop that Spirit from moving. You really can't. I don't want Pastor Robert, help me, give me some grace. Don't want to get in trouble. I asked your permission. So we're going to release the Holy Krakens. Here we go. Not getting, God knows, no political implication whatsoever. I'm just telling you what took place. I haven't been here since before COVID. During COVID in California, y'all live in a free state, I don't. During COVID, this really happened. Do your Google due diligence. Make sure I'm not making this up or hyping it up. During COVID, of course, everything was locked down and churches, non-essential. We couldn't meet, all of that, right? Y'all know what happened already in California. So everything was locked down. You couldn't meet. You couldn't gather. But then the leadership of California, which is code word for the governor, the leadership, and I didn't mention any names. Matter of fact, bless your heart. The leadership, the governor of California, whose name I have not mentioned, he Google this. He issued the following executive decree. You are not allowed to, in your home, have any expression of worship, praise, singing, gatherings, prayers, or chanting. It's the chanting part that killed the Rodriguezes. Because we wake up every morning and we go, But he actually signed an executive order telling me that I, with my family, cannot sing, praise, worship in my home. Never before in American history did we have government tell us that we can't worship in our own homes. In our home. In our... Cameraman, give me a tight shot. I want to make this clear. There's not an executive order, a Supreme Court decision, a legislative initiative, a law, or a social media campaign that will ever have the power to stop the Holy Spirit from moving.
We hope you're enjoying this episode of Samuel Rodriguez here on TBN. This show is completely sponsored and paid for by New Season Church in Sacramento, California. Newsmax magazine has rated New Season Church one of the top 15 fastest growing megachurches in the country. They also named Pastor Sam Rodriguez one of the top 100 Christian leaders in America. If you have ever been blessed by this program, this church, or Pastor Sam, would you consider partnering with us by making a donation? There are many ways to give. The QR code on the screen can be scanned by your phone. You can text NSSAC to the number 77977 or by going to newseasonworship.org and clicking give at the top of the page. New Season is a church that looks a lot like heaven. And every week this program strives to give you a message that sounds like it came from heaven. Content that is meant to encourage, edify, and inspire you. Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God, and this program is meant to bring forth the Lamb's agenda. Thank you for considering giving to this program so that the message of Jesus Christ can continue to be broadcast on TBN to over 2 billion potential viewers across the globe. No matter the amount, any donation helps keep this program running. Would you please consider partnering with us? In doing so, we have the ability and opportunity to change the world.
I would submit to you that God is returning to the original architectural design of man and humanity in order to align the original with the now. He went back to the original plan. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart, Jeremiah 1:5. You made all the delicate inner parts of my body and knit me together in my mother's womb, Psalm 139:13. Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you. You were born according to the model of the second Adam, not the first Adam. Born again, 1 Corinthians 15:45. What does that mean? God has a plan for you. God has a plan for your children. God has a plan for your children's children. God has a plan for your now and your next. And in God's original plan, you are not blind. You are not an addict. You are not an alcoholic. You are not broken. You are not full of anxiety. You are not detailed. You are not cursed. I'm going to get in trouble again. In God's original plan, there is no such thing as a black church or a white church or a brown church or a yellow church. There's only one church, the church of Jesus Christ. And that's the plan where the gates of hell will never, ever prevail against that church. You have to give Jesus access to your dirt. Let me repeat that. You have to give Jesus access to your dirt before he grants you access to your destiny. In God's original plan, you are blessed because Jesus came to save, deliver, heal you, and reactivate his original plan for you. You are not where you are. You are not how you are. You are not what others did to you. You are not what you did to yourself. You are who God says you are. You are what God says you are. It's not about where you are in life. It's about who you are in Christ. And when you know who you are in Christ, you will never be held back by where you are in life. Your identity in Christ will bring an end to your captivity in life. Today is that day. Ephesians 2:10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Ephesians 2:10. Everything God has planned will come to pass. Your children will not inherit your sins. Your children will inherit your blessings. Philippians 1:6, 1 Thessalonians 5:24. He spread the mess. And then this man, he sends him, I like this. And he tells him, go ahead, walk. By the way, he tells him, walk. Wash yourself. There's nothing in scripture that says that Jesus did this. Watch this. Here, sunshine, I'll escort you. Oh, the entitlement mentality, right? The man already has Jesus' DNA. Hey, buddy, you have everything you need to experience your breakthrough. Now you walk and wash yourself. There are things you have to do yourself. Sometimes we have to walk with our mess. Open your eyes to a holy mess.
God will blind your now in order to open your eyes to the next. Take your eyes off today's problems and open your eyes to tomorrow's promises. This blind man engaged in what can be described as a double blind study. I'm here all week. Sometimes you have to go through to get to. Sometimes you have to walk with your mess in order to get to your miracle. Jesus embodied that when he went through the cross and the empty tomb. So you and I can get to this place right here, right now. Joseph went through the pit to get to the palace. The Israelites went through the desert to get to the promised land. The Hebrew boys went to the fiery furnace to get their promotion. Paul went through the storm to get to Rome. Sometimes you have to walk with the mess. Romans 8:28, he makes all things work together for the good of those who love him. You have to walk with that mess. And there's a battle. That very moment really captures a battle. There is a battle. And the battle is between your mind and your mantle. The battle is between the thoughts in your head and the calling upon your life. The battle is between anxiety and anointing. The battle is between your memories and your imagination. The battle is between the hell in your past and the hope for your future. But how many here know the battle has already been won? 1 Corinthians 15:57, Christ is our victory. When your integrity is more important, you need to learn to walk, because you know if he placed something upon you, in you, regardless of how it looks right now, the moment you are washed, you will see what you have never seen before. When your integrity is more important than your influence, nothing can stop you. I will repeat that. When your integrity is more important than your influence, nothing can stop you. When you are driven by anointing rather than ambition, nothing can stop you. When your hunger for righteousness is greater than your fear of criticism, nothing can stop you. And when your praise speaks louder than your pain, nothing can stop you. I lived this. I was right here. I lived it during COVID. It was July of 2020. At that time, Pastor Robert, I was part of the Heritage Foundation Commission. I was appointed. I was the only faith leader in that commission in conjunction with the White House of President Trump. I was appointed as part of the National Coronavirus Recovery Commission. So all the doctors you saw on television, we were on Zoom calls constantly and so forth, drafting policies for the White House regarding COVID. And it's July of 2020, and all of a sudden, my daughter, who just gave birth to Mila, my granddaughter, my daughter Evie, my eldest, she has this thing, never requiring medication. Her white blood cells are always a little bit low in the threes, in the low threes. And all of a sudden, when she gave birth to Mila, the white blood cell count went down even more. COVID hit her right at that same precise moment. She's a millennial. She shouldn't be in this circumstance. I have the data in front of me, and I'm speaking to a doctor. July, I'm in California. We're locked down. And the doctor says, Mr. Rodriguez, if your daughter doesn't fight, my daughter is now in the hospital on a ventilator in ICU. And I'm talking to a doctor, and I'm saying, I'm reading the data. Millennials don't die from this. Generation Z. And the doctor says, yeah, but your daughter had a pre-existing condition. Her immune system was not there. So I go, what do you mean? So what do you mean she's out in 2 days, 3 days, a week? The doctor says, Mr. Rodriguez, if your daughter doesn't fight. And I went, if my daughter doesn't fight? Mr. Rodriguez, if your daughter doesn't fight, she's not going to make it. I lost it. I got in my Jeep Wrangler in Granite Bay, California. I put on my sunglasses, put on my cap. I was on my way to, just the narrative, two stories, with the details. I'm on my way to Starbucks. I'm done. So when you're done, you go to Starbucks. So I'm on my way, and I lost it. Man, I wish I could tell you, man, I had every vestige of faith in me. I started to declare the promises of... I lost it. It's my baby. So I'm driving down, and I'm broken. And I go, God,
I've seen too much of your glory. I don't doubt you for 1 minute, 1 second, even whatever the outcome, I will not, I can't. My mathematical mind, my science mind, my faith won't permit me to doubt you. I've seen too much. I've seen you. I don't, but give me a little something, something now. And this is the words, these are the words that came out of my mouth. I had to walk with my mess. But when Evie was growing up, God gave her so many words. So many words. She was having camps and gathering her generation in great encounters with Jesus. Just so many words about her destiny. So I said, hey, God, can you do something for me right now? You don't have to, but I would love you to. Can you invade California? We couldn't see her. Her husband couldn't see her. No one could see her, right? The most restrictive, unbelievable. July 2020. We couldn't even get close to the hospital, which is amazing. I went, Lord, here's what I'm asking you. Send a contingency from heaven. Can you send angels right now to invade her room? These are the words, angels. And this is, so I have great empathy for those that had a different outcome. We know in eternity we're all going to be together. But I can't deny my miracle. I lived it, nicely verified with text messages, beautiful. This is it. My daughter doesn't know I'm praying, that I'm crying, that I'm broken, that I'm in a Jeep Wrangler on my way to Starbucks. Nothing. She's in ICU. She's aiming towards the other side. Spoke to the doctor, said things are worse now. Prepare yourselves. She's aiming towards eternity. I'm driving. I make the prayer. All of a sudden, my daughter, even though she's in ICU about to die, she has her iPhone because that's how millennials do it. I get this text from my daughter who has no idea where I'm at and what I'm doing. Here's the text. I just pray. And here's the subsequent text from my daughter. Dad, comma. I promise you it's not the meds, period. I promise you I'm not going crazy, period. You're not going to believe this, period. Dad, comma. Angels just showed up in my room. Hey, Gateway, there is still power in the name of Jesus. Hey, Gateway, there is still power in the name of Christ. I'm here to tell you that the mess will become a miracle, even in your children and your children's children and your children's children's children. Your mess will become God's miracle. Stand with me. You are standing. That moment, it can't be mathematical probability for her to use the word angel. She never said God. She never said heaven. She said angels. Verbatim. I knew God showed up the next day. I spoke to the doctor. And doctor said, Mr. Rodriguez, I can't explain it. But there has been a complete turnaround. 48 hours later, she came out. My daughter's perfectly healthy. Mila's perfectly healthy. My daughter's exhibiting the glory of Jesus like never before and being light in the midst of darkness for her generation in the state of California. And the best is yet to come. The mess became a miracle. Lift up your hands. What does this mean for you and I? Your family may look like a mess, but it's actually a miracle with mud on it. It just needs to be washed off. Your mess will become God's miracle. Your mess will become God's miracle. Go wash yourself. So come up here, Armando. With your hands raised, all of us, wash yourself. Armando, when you do this, I'm going to put your hand here. Here's what I'm believing. As you do this, Gateway America, we're about to open our eyes and we're going to see the glory of Jesus in us, with us, for us, and through us like never before. We are about to see the glory of God fill this nation. We are about to see the glory of Christ in an entire generation. So as he washes himself right here, I need you to raise your hands and believe that every single mess, even when you go back home, even in your loved ones, you're about to see the mess become a miracle. If you come in agreement, lift up your hands, go wash yourself. Go ahead, Armando, do it now. As he's washing himself, somebody open up your mouth and pray right now and just say, my mess becomes a miracle. My mess becomes a miracle. Oh, Job 42:5, before I heard, now my eyes see. Get ready to see God detox your relationships, sanitize your surroundings, and vaccinate your future. I see a nation embraced by the Father, redeemed by the Son, and primed to be filled with the Holy Spirit. I see a people at the brink of revival. I see young men and women leading an awakening where righteousness and justice inundate every sphere of society. I see God's children getting ready for the coming of the Lord. I don't see failures, I see victory. I don't see victims, I see conquerors. I don't see Pharaoh, Goliath, Jezebel, and Herod. I see 21st century Elijahs and Elijahs and Deborahs and Joshuas and Peters and Pauls. I see young men and women prophesying, emerging generation having visions. I see the name of Jesus lifted high. So get ready to see the love of God, the truth of God, the grace of God, the power of God, and the glory of God like you've never seen before, because the mess will become a miracle. If you believe it, give him the best praise you've given God in 2023. If you receive this, raise one hand. If you believe every single mess will become God's miracle, raise both hands. In your family, your home, your marriage, your calling, your mind, your surroundings, your loved ones, the mess, your mess, is God's miracle. The process is temporary. The promise is permanent. May the strength of the Father, the grace of the Son, and the anointing of the Holy Spirit make this year the best year of your life. Hey, Gateway, let's do one thing together. Are you ready? In Jesus' name, let's go change the world. God bless you and God keep you.
Sam Rodriguez, best-selling author, film producer, and pastor of New Season Church in Sacramento, has a new book, Persevere with Power, What Heaven Starts, Hell Cannot Stop.
Because I am believing in the name of Jesus that before this is over, you're going to go from a plow to a mantle, and you're going to walk out of an anointing that will enable you to change your life for the glory of Jesus.
Order this book now, and while supplies last, receive a free gift by emailing your receipt to books@newseasonworship.org.